Members of the Baltimore County Council can currently serve for as many terms as they can be reelected. And yesterday, council members debated over whether that should change. The council is divided over the term limits issue, as WIPR's John Lee reports.
Democratic Councilman Tom Quirk is proposing that council members be limited to 3 4-year terms. Quirk said being a councilman should not be a career, but incumbents have a huge advantage over challengers because they can easily raise $150,000 or more.
That type of dynamic does not exist at all for challengers, period. Challengers have to scrape together to raise even $5,000 or $10,000. And for anybody to say that's not an unfair advantage, I would just respectfully disagree.
Quirk is in his third term. He said his first race in 2010 was competitive. Then when he ran for re-election in 2014, he won nearly 62% of the vote.
And then my third election, general election, almost won by 68%. And so do I think I could run again and win? Yes, I do.
Quirk has announced he will not seek a fourth term next year. Quirk's legislation requires amending the county's charter so voters would have to approve it. He needs at least 5 votes on the 7-member council to put it on the November 2022 ballot. It would take effect 4 years later. Republican Councilman Todd Crandall, who's in his second term and said he plans to run for a third term next year, also supports term limits. He said 12 years is enough time for council members to have an impact. Crandall said the power of incumbency is blocking new people with fresh ideas from having a shot at winning a council race.
We have a lack of trust when people are entrenched in positions and aren't willing to give them up.
But Democratic Councilwoman Kathy Bevins, who's in her third term and opposes term limits, countered that limiting how long a legislator could serve means you would lose good people. She used Barbara Mikulski, who served 5 terms in the U.S. Senate, as an example. Bevins said if voters don't like an incumbent, they'll vote them out.
I think that elections are term limits. I think that we're not giving people enough credit for who they want to represent them.
Bevin cited the 2014 county council election when Democrat Julian Jones and Republican Wade Catch both defeated incumbents in their party's primaries. Both Jones and Catch went on to win the general election, then were reelected in 2018. In that year, 6 incumbents ran for reelection. All of them won. Jones, who currently is the council chairman, agreed with Bevins that term limits would rob Baltimore County of having legislators with experience. Jones likened it to wanting someone who knows what they're doing operate on you when you're having brain surgery.
Somebody who I can close my eyes and take that anesthesia and feel comfortable that this is not their first time and that I'm not going to be under the knife where I hear somebody go, uh-oh.
In a public hearing that followed the council's debate, Garrett Zahner, executive director of the Maryland Federation of College Republicans, agreed that term limits would drain experience.
Legislative experience, coalitions, and relationships can only be built upon years of working with others towards shared political goals.
The council is expected to vote this coming Monday on whether to put the term limits question on next year's ballot. Its fate is unclear. With Bevins and Jones both opposing the legislation, Quirk needs the remaining council members' support. Democratic Councilman Izzy Patoka, for one, said he is undecided, adding he gets the arguments on both sides.
Whether it's good to have fresh new faces or to have someone that's doing an outstanding job continue on.
Republican Councilman David Marks and Wade Catch did not speak on the legislation during Tuesday's meeting. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.